My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Jane sick of Davin's silly life, which now includes a yacht? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "You were telling your partner you were with hookers. How do you want her to feel?"
Oh, wow.
All right, stop fucking cheering for her.
She's a good adversary.
She is. I go, "And you call me stingy. And these are reasons why we are not together." She goes, "You started first, man."
Yeah, she said about hookers. Yeah, but you said I was stingy.
You got them pissed.
You started
whoever. You've got the pit. They're just trying to get this. And, you know, they're getting. They dropped their shield for a second. Got pissed.
It happens. I have a way of aggravating people.
You know? And if you're this guy doing this scam, and it's like, you started it first, man. They get flustered.
You started first, man. You keep on telling me about hookers. I go, "I thought we were broken up. We were on a break." I do the old friends thing.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
She goes, "You keep on care less about me. I know you don't love me. You say the same thing every day. Damn it, I met you." I go, if that's what you really think, why are we talking? She goes, "My ex cheated on me. Do you remember? I left the States. You did not care. You cheated. You stingy a lot on only you. Davin, fuck you up." Okay.
Wow.
"Davin, fuck you up. I refer to be alone than wasting my time over your prat."
Your prat?
You heard her.
Yes, sir.
You're such a different being to lock up your parents. Gosh, you remember that.
Stop. Yeah. You know what? This mark that is just.
Well, I'm supposed to be the mark.
That's what I'm saying. You're this mark that is absolutely infuriating the shit out of this person.
But why shouldn't they deal with what you deal with?
What's that?
Me being infuriating.
Hysterical.
He goes, "You're such a different being. Lock up your parents, not serious relationship, no kids. It's cool you think about your damn silly life." I go, "Geez, I'm pretty awful, yet here you are still talking." "If you think I'm so bad, walk away. Don't let the tiger cage hit your ass on the way out." If you don't think I'm so bad, then stop being a bitch.
Ooh.
She goes, "I'm telling you about your silly way of life, but you kept on saying some nonsense." I go, "Did I ask for your opinion on my lifestyle? Only one of us has ever been in jail, so get off your high horse."
Wait a minute. When was this fake Davin in jail? I forgot.
No, only one of us has been in jail. I said that to her.
Oh, I see. Oh, she was the one. Oh, right.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yes. She goes, "Should I surprise you? I'm back to States." I go, "You're in the USA?" She goes, "Yeah, I got back 2 days ago." Nobody surprised by that?
Yeah, I'm surprised she's taking that tactic.
I go, "How'd you do that?" She goes, "You don't need to know that." I go,
"You don't need to know that. Well, she's saying she has no money. All of a sudden she's gotten money for a flight?"
Apparently. I go, "So then why are we talking if I don't need to know? Listen, here's the deal. Either stop being a little bitch or get to stepping. Your bad attitude is tedious. You're not hot enough for me to put up with that."
Oh, my God.
No, fuck her.
Thank you, Joe.
No, man, fuck her. If she's putting you through all that, no, fuck her.
Thank you.
All right.
What's the problem, Pip?
Oh, my God, it's just so rude.
Yeah, but you want to know something? She's been pretty obnoxious, too.
Yeah, my silly wife, my stingy, fuck her. So what do you think, Pip? You're not hot enough? Should we call it that?
Yeah, maybe.
She goes, "I'm back to acting." That's the town in California.
She was going out for pilot season.
She could be Stephanie in the.
Yeah, funny.
I go. "Good. Have fun there." She goes, "Go away." I go, "So we will not be honeymooning in Hawaii?" She goes, "You showed me the real you when I was in Nigeria." Or go, "Or maybe I was testing you."
Ooh, nice play. Nicely played.
She goes,
"Nice.
Then what was your result?" I go, "Well, you were doing well, but this recent shitty attitude is disappointing. I'd hope we'd be together on my yacht, but clearly that is not going to happen."
Your yacht. Now, did
you... No, it's the first time I'm dropping the yacht.
I was just saying that because I didn't fancy, you know, the story that you were a man of wealth.
I can be.
Okay. Pip, okay. I never thought he was a man of wealth. Suddenly there's a yacht.
What, Pip?
You were never switching it up. I like this.
Yeah. I got to adjust you.
I understand. No, yacht's a very good play.
She goes, you were doing well until I went to jail and forgot me for the hookers. I go, maybe that was part of the test.
Well, I got a yacht. I got to fill them with something.
You know, Joe, you've never made more sense on that. I'll tell you what, this grand jury thing really clears your head.
Funny.
Yeah.
I go, well, maybe that was part of the test. Did you ever think of that? Of course not, because you assumed the worst of me. You never held me in high regard. I wanted to see how strong our love was. It was not strong enough, so it is better we found out now. It is okay. No hard feelings. I hope you have a wonderful life. Goodbye, Gigi. She says goodbye.
Oh, wow.
February 18th, Sunday, 8:38 in the morning. You can't quit me.
Not with a yacht, no. I want to go on the fucking thing and I don't know it exists.
Exactly.
I just want a damn gift card.
She goes, hello, good morning, and happy Sunday. I go, hi, how is it being home?
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Ahoy, a whore.
A whore. I go, hi, how is it being home? She goes, I've been missing a lot. Can I see a picture of you? I go, I would imagine so. I go, why? You know what I look like, and we aren't even a couple. She goes, I would just want to see your face, that's all.
Yeah, do you?
I go, okay, I'll try and find one when I get going. Can you send a picture of you? She goes, after you send yours. I go, why? I'm just not at my computer with pictures yet. Still in bed. Send yours. I'll send mine, I promise. She goes, you can snap with your phone like that. I go, you go first. She goes, why are you like this? Tell me you're stingy of pictures, LOL.
Is it Sunday morning and you're busting my balls? Christ, I didn't have coffee yet.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.